Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up, the premiere or the draft podcast ahead of the premiere. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong and our special guest. Haley, first up, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. New year, new us. Just kidding. We're as delayed as ever. And we can't even blame it on the cast coming out late this time. Like, I think the cast came out in like the beginning of December, but we've pushed it pretty late.
You know, the holidays.
It's pretty rare, actually, that we do this in the new year. Like, I feel like we usually do it at the end of the old year, but, well, you know, look at us.
Yeah. New tradition.
Exactly. I'm very excited about our guest for this season, our draft mate.
Yes.
We're hoping that we can win. We know they can't win in a vote, but maybe they can also not win in a draft. Sorry, I love you so much. Yeah, I don't have a great track record at winning anything,
let alone
drafts. So this
savage.
Is probably your year. No, that was amazing. I respect you more for doing it. I would have never expected that from you.
I love you so deeply. Please don't be mad at me.
No, I truly respect you more for that.
Well, Kirsten, welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up for the first time, I believe.
Yes, I'm very excited to be here. Very nervous. I was telling you guys before we started, this is a lot of pressure to be both on and hopefully make good choices. I'm not normally good at either of those things, so we'll see how this goes. It might be your year to win.
We say that every time.
We helped Melissa break her draft losing streak last year. Mm-hmm. What else did we do? I feel Mike beat us into oblivion. Mm-hmm. Rourke killed us. I think Jordan happened in there somewhere too, and he, you know, demolished us. Mm-hmm. We've had a bad couple of years, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So we're hoping this season looks up.
See, and I'm hoping it doesn't. I'm really sorry.
Fair. That's fair.
I love you deeply, but I want to win.
We all need something.
Yes, we need something to shoot for. And, you know, we try out our strategy of just bringing in some fresh meat every time, thinking something will change. So far, it hasn't. But Kirsten, if you could, for our listeners who do not know you from your work on Rehab or Canadian television, can you give a little intro on yourself?
Okay, so I'm Kirsten, in case you missed that when Haley was roasting me so savagely. I spent about 2 minutes on Canadian reality TV, where I was unfortunately not voted into the Big Brother Canada house. And I've been bouncing around RHAP for a while. And at this point, I mostly just help out with the occasional like morning update for the Big Brother live feeds. But I'll pop in wherever anyone wants me, basically. So that's me.
So that brought you here.
Yeah, and now I'm here, so yes. I'm on another podcast. I'm widening my feel in this. I don't know, words are hard.
And what's your history with the Bachelor franchise?
So, and here's where it's really going to be good for you guys. Not a lot. I only started watching a few years ago, mostly because I wanted another podcast to listen to, and I'm absolutely obsessed with both of you. And have I gone back to watch old seasons? No, I have not. Do I know that much about it? No. Do I ever make it through a full season? Probably not. But I'm really happy to be here anyway.
Well, the best time to start is at before the premiere. You're at the same starting point as everyone. So.
Well, and now I feel like I have stakes to watch the entire season and not let it drift away. I'm gonna stick with it because I have to root for my team.
Totally. Yes. That's what we always find, too, is that, you know, besides having the podcast to force us to keep watching, figuring out who wins. But it's always hard for me to keep watching once I lose my entire team like halfway through. So we'll see. Hopefully we don't do it this time. Haley, another thing we were talking about before we started recording was all the Bachelor news in Bachelor Nation that dropped, of course, while our podcast was on hiatus. So
and all with like within like maybe 2 weeks of each other and over like Thanksgiving, because you and I had discussed maybe doing an off-season podcast of all the hot news. Mm-hmm. But then Thanksgiving happened and then we were lazy and then we never got around to it.
Full
so here
food
we are.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then by the time we're like, well, the cast is going to drop pretty soon, maybe, and we'll do that. We'll be right on top of that. Didn't happen. So,
yeah. So we were discussing it, and there's only two big pieces of news we could think of, even though when we were originally going to do it, there was like probably five or six things we could have talked about, but we don't remember anything except those big two. So, Amy, yeah. Start us off.
All right. So, big two, I would say maybe the saddest news was Caitlin and Sean breaking up. What was your reaction, Haley?
I wouldn't say shocked, but right. I was shocked because we had kind of heard about maybe this Rumblings. Was a thing. Mm-hmm. We hadn't seen Sean and Caitlin in any photos for a while. She gave explanations for that. She talked about it on her podcast that they were fine. It's no big deal. But then they broke up and we got that announcement that they broke up, and it was pretty sad. Like, I know I was sad. Mm-hmm. We've been following the relationship for a long time. We've been talking about it, and sad that we'll never see her on the Bachelor franchise anymore because A, they hate her, and B, now that she doesn't have a successful relationship, they'll just never have her back.
I didn't think about that part. That makes it way more sad. And yeah, there was a lot of Bachelor Nation kind of reaching out. They were kind of the couple that people looked up to because they were really like the longest history of the ones who were, you know, still engaged. So that was sad. And then I guess on the other side of the spectrum, happy news for our
Depends
most recent.
Depends who you are if this is happy for
That's
you.
That's true. But for the most recent couple, Ari and Lauren are expecting, and they are still getting married within a week, I would say.
Yeah, I think they're getting married they're getting married real soon. She announced her pregnancy a couple months ago. It's a lot. In my, if that was me in my existence,
it's a lot in a year.
Maybe not as joyful as it is for Lauren and Ari, but that's why we're different people.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a big year for them.
It has.
Big year. Actually, a big 9 months.
Right. Definitely. And I think it's just, to me, it's like interesting timing that they're getting married, like right when The Bachelor is premiering again. Like, stay relevant, and just a lot happening to report.
My personal nightmare, and please no one take this as judgment, is just my personal nightmare. Mm-hmm. I never want to be pregnant while at my wedding.
Doesn't sound like the easiest way to plan things.
Because if I'm paying for all of that endless wine, beer, and hard liqueurs, mm-hmm. you better believe I'm having some of it.
Yeah.
So it's just a health and safety thing that you can't be pregnant.
Yes, exactly. That's all it is.
Yeah, nothing to do with how the dress is going to look or fittings.
Or having to have a child.
Yeah, swollen ankles.
The birth and right. the having it.
Yeah.
Holding the child.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, do it, you know, before or after. Not... Get the wedding out of the way some other time.
That's for damn sure. But yeah. That's just me. Yep. Lauren and Ari, you're making choices for you, and I'm very happy for you. Pretty sure Lauren's younger than me, so that's a lot for me to deal with. Actually, I saw a funny tweet. Let me find it. Just talk amongst yourself for 2 seconds.
Wait, sure. How old is Lauren?
Probably like 26.
At the
She's
most,
my
right?
age? I think so.
Excuse me, what? I'm so traumatized right now.
Yeah.
Well, she's, you know, even younger is Becca, baby Becca, who was having her own baby and was announced shortly before Lauren. So there's kind of a baby boom going on with this younger set. It's like a new...
We talked about it in one of our podcasts, though, right?
We did talk about that announcement.
Okay, I found the tweet. It's from Emily Scherer, one of our listeners, @_Shem. Now officially older than... A third of the contestants on The Bachelor this season, and I want to scream. And I think Emily's 24.
Oh my, gosh,
oh my God.
So I told her, I was like, welcome, because that's the life we lead now.
Yeah, yes. So I want to go die. I actually can't podcast right now.
Yes.
More ancient.
Oh, it's true. No.
I saw a quote from Chris Harrison where he was like, well, Colton's 26, so the contestants who are, you know, 23, 24, they're only a year or two younger, which, you know, he's kind of fudging that math a little bit. They're a little more than 1 year younger. So
a year or two or three.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, there are a couple ancient ones in the cast. So 31, I think I saw. So you never know. But yeah, with those news, listeners, please let us know if there's anything else that, if there was some other big story that we just are blanking on right now. But Ari did have kind of a pointed tweet at his rival, Jeff Holm. Kirsten, did you see this one?
I saw this yesterday and I actually died. I was crying.
Yeah. Is it still up? Is it something that gets got screenshotted only? Let me see if it's still live.
I hope it's still up because I want to retweet it immediately.
The tweet is, pay up at Jeff Holm. Put that trust fund money into something positive instead of bottle service. Asshole. And this is retweeting Jeff Holm saying about a year ago, doesn't matter who gets out of the limo, I'll give $5K to the charity of at Crispy Harrison's Choice if at Ari Jr. lasts 1 year with anyone, which is very choice wording that he may regret because he didn't say last 1 year with the woman he chose. It's anyone.
Well, and has it been a full year?
It has not. No. Based on some math, some deep diving, etc., we'd say the 1 year date of them getting back together is January 12th. Okay. I'm the type of person, I will not count breaks in your total time or relationship. I'm sorry you guys broke up, especially in this instance when he was literally engaged to another woman. So I'm not giving him the 1 year status until January 12th. Then he can have it. I would have waited 10 days if I were him.
Yeah, he probably should have waited a little bit. However, the tweet is still up and I did just retweet it because
it's a great tweet. Like, I appreciate when he calls someone an asshole that he'll probably run into at some point.
Yeah, he just should have waited a few days.
Just 10 days. You could have waited 1 week and one half of 1 week.
Yeah.
Like, he's busy. He's got a pregnant lady. He's getting married.
Yeah, he has stuff to do.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Just you can jump program it on Hootsuite. Like, you can have it go up whenever you want.
Right.
I don't care if you're on your honeymoon, you can have it go up then. You don't even have to look at it.
Maybe he thought that'd be a bad look, like he's on his honeymoon and he's still like, Jeff.
No, it's
you know what
look.
You did.
Yeah, that would hit so way more headlines.
That you're on your honeymoon tweeting that kind of shit. That is something I can respect wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I aspire to that level of pettiness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and his wedding is actually January 12th, I'm seeing now on his feed. So he did, you know, they are marking the anniversary of him just like switching back to Lauren. So that's a meaningful day in their book. But maybe
now, and I don't want to judge anybody. Because if people want to get married on their anniversary, whatever, I feel like it's a little tacky in this case.
I agree. Yeah, it's kind of like, let's kind of create a new moment. Let's move out of January and... Yeah.
No, January 5 ever!
Exactly. Yeah, but yeah, good to see, you know, Ari wasn't our favorite bachelor, but, you know, it's good to see there's still some fun moments to be had on the Twitter. All right, ladies, are you ready to get into this draft?
Absolutely yes. Not, but let's do it anyway.
Any like overall strategies that you guys are, you know, did you dive deep into Colton's short dating history to see who he might be interested in, or how are you approaching this? Let's just get the broad strokes here. Kirsten, coming in as a bachelor newbie, what are your thoughts?
So here's what I did. First, I took a Word document and I put in everybody's picture and anything I found remotely notable from their bio. Then I watched.
So you have nothing in that Word document.
There's very it's very little. Let me tell you, I swear to God, they found the only 30 people alive more boring than Colton. Like, I don't understand. But so there's very little with that. And then I watched the cast release video with Chris Harrison. And then if there was anything at all that I gleaned from that, I put that into. I don't have that. It's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
I should have looked into his dating history, but I didn't. And so then I I split them into three categories of who I think might be good, who the hell knows, and I got nothing. And I'm just going to hope I can get as many from the first column as possible.
Sounds like a solid strategy to me. Reminds me of my younger self when I would put more effort into this. And then things weren't working out with my old strategy. So, but I did watch the Chris Harrison reveal video, even though he tends to lead people astray sometimes, I think. But then at the same time, couldn't help but trying to read into what he was saying. And then, you know, read the bios again. Yes, they have changed up the bios in recent seasons. I think maybe just the past one, but we're not loving that we don't get the full bios to read and find, you know, odd emojis or smileys and spelling errors and all of that. But yeah, looked at those and did my little plus or minus signs and seeing who there might be. And there was a preview I watched of the season a long time ago, and I don't remember any of the faces of people who might have stood out. I probably should have rewatched that. But I think at the end of the Chris Harrison reveal, they showed a preview, and I couldn't, like, went by too fast. I couldn't remember anyone. I didn't feel like rewatching. And, oh, and there were three contestants that were on Ellen, and I did see that segment as well. So, Haley, how about you in your prep and strategy for this draft?
So I, for the first time, watched the Chris Harrison reveal video because I feel like, was it last year or the year before? I feel like you got some really good info from it. So I thought that would be a good way to figure out the people who might get points, whether it's entrance points, right, whether it's drama points, because he usually kind of says like, oh, this person's going to be a
lot.
Watch
out for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, just or I feel like he even said like, oh, Colton and her have like watch their relationship or something like that.
Yeah.
So I thought if he was mentioning people at all, that meant they stood out in some way. I figured he might try and throw us a curveball by mentioning one or two people that go home on the first night, but for the most part he wasn't going to do that. So if he was mentioning them, I kind of made note of that. Mm-hmm. And I did something a little different this year. Usually I'll, you know, write a little bit about each girl. There was just truly not enough information about each girl on the bios. So I named a couple I liked, a couple that maybe I didn't necessarily like or dislike, but Chris Harrison mentioned them in some way, so I made note of that, and a couple that I disliked. So that's where I'm those are the people I'm going to focus on, because I feel like they're going to get me points in some way or another. Not to spoil too much of where I'm going, but like, yeah, I'm going to obviously go with who I like first, and then right, once the people I like are out, I'm gonna go to my dislikes, because I feel like they're going to make an impact even if I dislike them.
Interesting. Yeah. So some similarities in our strategies, some different pointers, and I think we will, Kirsten, give you the honor as our guest of starting off our draft. And Haley, do you want to go second or third?
Yeah, I'll go second.
Okay.
I just would like to say it's a lot of pressure to have to go first. So for this pick, I think she's going to be really dramatic. I think she's going to be around for a little while. So I'm going to take Kaylin with the first pick.
Kaylin.
So she's Miss North Carolina 2018.
Pageant girl.
I'm pageant girl, but Chris Harrison said there is more to her than pageantry. And apparently she has some sort of emotional conversation with Colton. So,
ooh, so you could get, there are points on the draft for emotional backstory. And I should set this up to follow at George CTV to get the full draft details on scoring. But there's points for limo entrances. And of course, if the, you know, a rose, first impression rose as you advance each week, and group date rose, and then as we get down to the end, there's more points for if this person goes to hometowns, if they are the next bachelorette, or ultimately chosen by the lead. I don't think we've worked into our draft if they are chosen as the second choice, like the Ari situation, but you know, we did give Becca the points as being chosen by Ari. So we'll just kind of leave that to, you know, those little loopholes that we can't predict. But yeah, emotional conversation is one of those. Oh, and if they have an intro package, something like that. So I think that is a solid pick. Haley, did you have Kaylin on your radar as well?
I didn't, but I think she's a good pick. I like, she's one of the two beauty queens in this competition. Mm-hmm. And Chris Harrison told us that the two beauty queens know each other. So that should be interesting.
They're in the same, pageant. Was it Miss USA?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. All right. And her grandmother was the first woman to be head of the FBI in Los Angeles.
So love that.
And I honestly think that might be truly the only actual fun fact out of all of these women.
That's probably true. What about, ladies, do you like glamping or camping better? That could be a fun fact.
It's just a fact. It's not fun.
Haley, second pick. Where are you going?
Okay, so I was pretty sure of who I was going to pick first, but now I'm kind of doubting myself. But I think I'm going to go with Cassie.
Cassie. All right, what drew you to Cassie?
Mostly her face.
Okay.
I feel like she has a very cold and approachable look.
Mm-hmm.
I like that she likes cats. That's great. Great for me. She has a good job, or she's going through for a good job, and she's a surfer. So I think Colton's gonna like that.
Yeah, she has a very nice face. I agree. Approachable. She's from Huntington Beach, California. 23, a speech pathologist. The drawback for me about her is that she has one of her cats is named Goose, and Goose was the nickname of Chris Randone on Bachelor in Paradise. So that's all I can think of.
Her cats are named after Top Gun, though, which to me, it says something, but I don't know what it says.
That's true. Maybe that's the names they came with when she adopted them.
I'm a big fan of keeping the names the cat came with, so yeah. I can't say anything about that.
All right. Now, I think I'm going to do kind of similar.
And Haley, you get two picks.
I get two picks. Yes, we're doing the snake draft. So, yeah, I agree. I think, Kirsten's pick has me wanting to pick the next pageant girl just because it's like I wanted one of the two. So that brings me to, is it Hannah? One of the Hannahs. Hannah.
So many Hannahs. So little.
It's time. Hannah B.
Hannah B. It's Hannah season now instead of Lauren. Chris made a point to say there's no Laurens on this season. So this could be one of the new names that could make a wave in Bachelor Nation. That's what I'm hoping anyway. So Hannah's from Alabama. I thought, kind of the Southern. He liked Tia. Although I kind of assume that Colton is Southern, but he's actually not. He lives in Denver. He's from Indiana. So that shows how much I know about him, how much of an impact he made. But I just associate him with the Southern vibe. And her favorite type of music is country. She loves board games. These are all really fun facts about Hannah.
You forgot that she likes her dates to open all doors and pull out her chair.
All the doors. Yes.
All doors.
Yes.
Even the bathroom door for her?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Let me follow you to the bathroom. I'll open the stall door for you.
Oh, my God. If I was ever on a date and someone followed me to the bathroom, I could call the FBI.
Yeah. Call Kaylin.
Yeah, Kaylin's grandma.
Yes. Oh my goodness. How do we think this pageant thing is going to go down? They know each other. They've got to be rivals, right? Or are they women supporting other women? I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it's either going to go that they are rivals and they hate each other, or it's actually nothing and they just have like a really great, amazing friendship, like all the female friendships we love to watch on The Bachelor.
Yes, I hope so. The way Chris, the way he talked about it, my impression was something like they, and I could be reading into it because, of course, he doesn't give much information, but it sounded like something like they had to, discuss. And is it, one of them says, hey, I'll let you, go for him and not me. And I don't know, something like that is what it could just be making that up. I would love it if it was sort of like BB4, where they don't know that someone's going to be there and it's like their total rival, and like the X factor. But that would be fun.
That would be great.
And then for my next one, I am going to go with, let me see, one of the top ones on my list here. Is it Taishia? The phlebotomist.
Okay.
Taishia? Yeah, maybe it's Taishia.
I'm unsure.
Hopefully we'll find out. I should have written it down because Chris pronounced it. But I just thought something about what he said about her. She said she was the life of the party and someone to watch or something like that. So, and again, I like her face. So with that Haley strategy, and she's not the squeamish type. So if there is like a medevac situation, one of those ambulances, she'll be there to help out. So, and she did a mission trip in Africa. So she's got that do good side. He does run his own charity. So I'm going to go with Taishia for number 4 on the board. All right, Haley, back to you.
Okay, before I make my next pick, I want to suggest to you a one-night point get, which is you get a point every time somebody on your team says virgin.
Oh, my gosh. Apparently, even just on the promo I saw, that'll be a lot. And then Chris was alluding to, like, almost every woman does an entrance, like, related to popping the cherry or something like that.
Yeah,
so
how do you feel about that? It can't be an innuendo. It can't be an allusion to it.
Okay.
It has. You have to say the word virgin.
And is
in the very first episode.
Confessional?
That's it.
Or, like, in
anything. You say it. You say it, you get a point.
A bachelor tally. Yeah. Just for the night one.
So how do you feel
kind of like
that?
Kiss points, but it's virgin count points.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That is. Whoa, that's wild. if George is up for counting, then I say, let's go for it. If it's like flying left and right, it's like an impossible task. We don't want to lose our trusty George. But maybe it's like, hey, we can tell that this person said it the most, and then you get like a bonus 5 points or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for one night. One night. Yep.
Okay. I like it.
And it can't be like, oh, popping, whatever, you need to pop your trick. Whatever. It can't be stuff like that. You have to say the word virgin.
Kirsten, you down?
I am down. Whatever George is comfortable with.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. My next pick, in a very Haley move, I'm going for Caitlin.
Caitlin,
the Canadian.
I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. I've had luck with Canadian Caitlins in the past.
Right.
And her favorite dessert is cheesecake, so I'm in.
City person, more than country person, and she wants to go to the Colorado Mountains, which, you know, conveniently, that's where Colton is. So
yeah, she wants to explore Colton's Colorado Mountains, if you know what I mean.
Totally.
That is disgusting.
You're welcome.
Okay, but here's the thing. She says she's a city person, and then she's like, I want to go to the mountains in Colorado.
That's so true.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yes, this doesn't fit together at all. But now I'm starting to, like, think about, Kirsten, what if Haley watched a promo where Caitlin is just like, I can't be with a virgin. Oh my God, he's a virgin. And then we're going to lose, like, out on all these virgin points. And it was like this elaborate strategy.
I swear. That didn't happen. I just thought of it.
Okay.
I don't think Haley is that evil, but she has proven that she can be a total savage today. So maybe that's true.
Yeah, but then I immediately apologized for like 5 minutes.
Did you think I was going to hang up? Like, come on.
No, I didn't. I just want you to know that I love you and don't leave me.
I would never leave you, Haley.
Perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
Kirsten, Caitlin is off the board, but who are you going with for your second pick?
Okay. I don't.
What is your run? I feel like your favorites already.
No, actually, no one from who I really wanted has been taken. Oh,
good spot.
So I'm feeling okay, but now I'm like paralyzed by choice. I think, and I can't bear to not have her. So I'm going to take Courtney next.
Okay. Getting all the C's off the board here.
And the reason why I am obsessed with Courtney is apparently she makes Colton eat a peach in her limo entrance. And Chris Harrison said that he doesn't know if Colton knows what a peach is because he sure doesn't know how to eat one.
Yikes. I don't know where that's going.
I just think it's honestly good advice. I feel like you should bring a peach on every first date and be like, I need to see you eat this before we have a date.
It's like a good test.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know it's this basic fruit?
Like, what do you know about this basic fruit? I also love that she tripped twice at her own graduation. That's like my biggest nightmare. I don't know. I'm obsessed. I'm just ready to stan her. Mm. Even if she's gone right away, I just need to have her on my team.
Awesome. Yeah, she seems like she'll be relatable.
Right. A relatable queen, which is what I'm always looking for.
Right. And you get another pick.
And then I will take another. I'm going to go with the C's again. Okay. I'm going to take Catherine because she is apparently possibly a villain. And I love a blonde villain, so I have to have her. And she also brings her dog.
Yep, these are good points. You know, she'll definitely be around, I would think, longer than just night one, because Chris Harrison did allude to that she could be a villain. All the C's are now off the board.
I took all of them.
That's really wild.
But also, like, how evil can she be if she brought her dog? I don't know.
Right.
Her DJ name is DJ Aggro, and doesn't like aggro mean like aggravator or some shit?
Like,
oh my gosh,
she's making a name for herself on the Fort Lauderdale club scene.
You know what? It's the famous Fort Lauderdale club.
I want to be known for making a name for myself on the Fort Lauderdale club scene.
Her and Vinny, right? Vinny Vincent, isn't he down that way? I don't know.
Oh my god.
What have I done?
Okay, at least
just one of my favorite lines, which is she doesn't have any tattoos because you don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari. Right.
I feel attacked.
Somebody just had that in the last one, I feel like.
Somebody on every season has this.
They totally do.
Every single season.
Was it Chad from X on the Beach now?
Oh yeah, that's just one thing we forgot about. X on the Beach. Great show. What are you doing if you're not watching it? Next week, I am recording a podcast with Brian and Allie about it. So you better believe you should watch the first three episodes before that comes out so you can listen to that. Anyway, perfect. Mini plug over.
Yes.
I love that you chose to plug it 30 minutes into the podcast. It's a bold choice.
Well, you know, that's how I roll.
At least like aggro, like I see it, and maybe I live too close to cornfields, but I'm just like, agriculture? Like, what is aggro?
Nothing like DJ agriculture in the house.
Right.
Oh, we want corn.
We want kernels.
Yeah, it's something that you need to have.
Oh, my God. And her favorite author is Dr. Seuss, so.
Yeah, I think she might be a little bit stupid, but I think it's going to be okay. Because Colton's a little bit stupid, too. I mean,
doesn't know what a peach is. Yeah, they can be Dr. Seuss together. Yeah, I'm getting Crystal vibes just from her photo alone. And then I think Crystal was a dog person, and she was the villain of Ari's season. So that's what I'm predicting for Catherine. So that would be a lot of points, I would think, on your team, Kirsten.
I sure hope so.
All right, Haley. All the C's are gone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
New letter. Where are you going?
Where am I going? I am going with Onyeka.
All right. Onyeka. So, she's 24, IT risk consultant originally from Nigeria.
Yeah, so she seems smart, she seems cool, she seems different, and Chris Harrison said that she might cause drama in the house, so give me some points, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's, like, a good person to get an intro package from.
Yeah.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
What do you think of her go-to pickup line? It's, you look so familiar.
Mine is, can you share those tacos with me? So this is probably a better one. Cheez-Its are her favorite snack. You know what? The last couple months have been the winter of Cheez-Its for Haley.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm very into them right now.
I don't know. I saw favorite snack is Cheez-Its, and I was like, I don't know about her.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
How? Get off my podcast right now.
Okay, bye. See you later.
Bye.
I had a friend in college where her pickup line would be like to go up to a guy and like, I think she would just pick a name like, oh my God, Mike, so great to see you. So it's kind of like a similar strategy to you look so familiar. And it worked for her pretty well. Because then you'd have to like get the whole conversation like, no, I'm not Mike. Or, you know, maybe their name was Mike and it just worked out. And they had to figure out that they didn't really know her. So let me see. I have a few that are still on my favorites list. So it's just a matter of who do I want to go with now for my third choice. I am going to do Demi or Demi.
I like this pick.
All right. Good. Chris, what did he have to say about her? I can't remember exactly, but said that she was kind of spunky or something. She, again, is a Southern girl. I feel like that will vibe with Colton. I'm only basing that on that he liked Tia. So, let's see. She wants to be the first petite Victoria's Secret angel. So she's, a little, I think he said she's like a little firecracker. That might be what I'm thinking of.
She's goal oriented. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I saw an article today where it was like Demi from The Bachelor has been evicted like 3 times this year or something like that. So I was trying to Google and find that. Didn't find that article, but I found 3 stories in the top stories category about her and Polly Califiori.
Oh, really? Oh no. Oh, Demi.
Oh, man.
Wow. From one of my favorite publications, Us Weekly, the title is Why the Challenge? Paul Califiori was out with The Bachelor's Demi Burnett.
Now, was this recent? Or?
Yes. Okay, so this is an article from literally hours ago.
Oh, was she the one in the red car?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. Let me read this.
Jumping to conclusions, MTV's The Challenge fans went into social media frenzy on Wednesday, January 3rd, when Murray Heenan, a New York City fan of the show, spotted Paul Califiori driving with a blonde woman and posted the pics on Twitter. I was waiting to see Hamilton and not wait in the long line. I saw Polly and a blonde, possibly named Danielle, the fan wrote, adding hashtag boy bye. However, a few later, hours later, Reality Steve identified the woman as Demi Burnett, a 23-year-old contestant on the upcoming season of The Bachelor, in which she'll compete for Colton Underwood's heart. However, it wasn't a romantic outing, a source close to the situation tells Us Weekly. Instead, it was an advice session
with
season 23 of The Bachelor premiering on Monday, January 7th. Woo! Yeah. Demi reached out to the former Big Brother star, 30, because she's not sure how she's going to be perceived on the show. Oh. Us Weekly reports that she gets hot and heavy with the suitor night one.
Oh man.
Woo! Chris Harrison said that in the
video. Oh, that's what it was. Okay, so I just wanted those kiss points, I guess, is why I starred her.
However, she and Polly have been friends for months and it's nothing romantic. Sure. Polly understands that he's the ultimate villain on TV right now. He knows that people will see him a certain way, but ultimately, he's always there to help people if they want to chat, insider tells us.
Sure. People in quotes.
One thing in mind. Cara Maria Sorbello. I'm working on myself. I've made it very clear that I want to win Cara back.
So we didn't even mention this story.
He said in a statement to us. Oh God, this is also good.
Oh my God. And then on top of all of that, Demi says her favorite color is yellow, so we know she's only here for attention, okay? Like, I feel like every single thing about her bio screamed, like, I'm not like other girls.
Yeah. I'm into WWE. I can drive a stick shift. I love ATV. Yes.
Anyways, great.
That so was
great.
Yeah, maybe not the best judgment of Demi, but maybe she doesn't have the best judgment, but I feel like I'll get some points here. I had no idea about the story, so it's very enlightening. Let me see. Let me try to like shift gears here with this next pick. And I'm going to go. I swear I'm not just sticking early in the alphabet because it's just easier for me when I'm scrolling the cast. But I'm going to go with Brie because she, you know, I always have to have a model
you
on
like
my
the
team.
Cheese?
Yeah, I do love the cheese. And let's see. She looks like Lauren B to me, and there's no Lauren's.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm going to go with that as my next pick. Her biggest date fear used to be a classic bio question, but we only get it for her, I think, and it's farting too loudly. But usually we get like five people saying that.
It's reminding me of Chris Hull's season. Yeah. Flashbacks.
Exactly. When they all had GI issues as their big fear. So that's Brie, the 24-year-old model from LA. Just a bachelor trope at this point. But yeah, she looks very sweet. So maybe she's got a little bit of like a Jade kind of sweetness to her, a little mix of Lauren B. So that's my pick. Back to you, Haley.
I'm not confident about this pick, but I have a story to go with it.
Okay.
So for Christmas, Ethan told me I couldn't come downstairs yet on Christmas morning. He had to go out to his car, get something that he couldn't wrap. I was like, okay, cool. So I go downstairs. And in my stocking, there is a stuffed sloth, which I was very excited about because I am a fully fledged adult woman. I love stuffed animals. And I was very excited about the sloth. Ooh. And I've been carrying him around with me for the last week. He's currently in my lap right now. He just keeps good company because
he
sits up
like
by himself.
Is he like carnival sized giant? And that's why Ethan can wrap it?
He liked Ethan liked the effect of just like placing him in my stocking as he hung out.
Gotcha.
No, he's not huge. I don't love very large stuffed animals. Those make me anxious. Anyway, so I'm picking Alex D from Sloth. Wait, she's a sloth. She is a
That's
sloth.
That's her actual profession. They're not even hiding.
Her profession's a sloth. Yeah. So I'm going with Alex D. There's got to be some story here, so I'm picking her.
Yeah, I thought I'd give her originality for that. It's going to be her costume. Night one, you know, so we haven't seen that before. Seen penguins, sharks, dolphins. So I do like that. But I'm wondering
what are
how
the chances she has like a different tree animal and thinks it's a sloth, but it's not a sloth. Like it's a monkey costume and she's like, I'm a sloth.
And then she fights with the guy all season about it.
Just full
what are you talking about? That was a sloth.
That's funny. What a callback, Kirsten.
Yes.
And you were worried about not being hilarious on this.
Stop.
Not having the references. Man. That would be great.
Good God.
I was thinking that she like talked really slow, but they say she talks fast. She just moves slowly. So I hope she method acts this too. And it's just like moving slowly around the mansion and chewing on the rose and all that good stuff.
I honestly relate to someone who moves slowly but talks fast so hard.
And how sad is this? If she could have lunch with anyone, she picked Ellen DeGeneres and she was not one of the ones who got to go on that Ellen DeGeneres segment.
Awkward.
That's harsh.
Yikes. That's right. Uncomfortable.
Yes. Kirsten, you get two picks now. Kinda,
two picks. Oh my
yes. Four and five.
Okay. I am going to take Annie.
Right.
She's one of the ones who went on Ellen. She hates mosquitoes, but they love her. And so I just want someone to ask her about her relationship with mosquitoes.
Yes.
I love a blonde. So there it is.
Yeah. And I believe she won. So Ellen did like that kind of game where they have to answer questions and then they drop down dramatically if they answer wrong or don't match with whatever Colton was saying. I think she was the one who won that little segment. Haley, what did you think about, I don't know if you saw the segment or not, but just the fact that there was like this kind of preview of three contestants with Ellen. Usually they do like with The Bachelorette, they've done that, introduce a few contestants at that the after the final rose. But what did you think of doing this with Colton? Did it get any people talking, or was it just kind of like, we don't really care?
I don't know if it got people talking, because I didn't really hear of the existence of this until Chris Harrison was kind of saying something about it, until you guys are mentioning it now.
Yeah.
I'm out on Annie for two particular reasons. One is that she studied finance.
Who would ever study finance?
Like, I've taken finance, and the people who study exclusively finance, I am sorry. I do not want to live that life. Mm. Again, if that's your choice, you're doing great. You're probably way smarter than I am. Live your best life. But that was not my best life. And she loves horses, which is also something that's not for me.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big problem for me, too, to be honest.
Could she have Andrea Belke upside, because she grew up on a farm in Wisconsin and learned to ride horses?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's similar. A good point.
So.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, that could be good. But yeah, if it's any consolation, she did win the segment with Colton. So that could be good news, and that they already had a little like history, or it could be like he's wants the fresh meat and is over it again. All right.
And who could ever predict it?
We don't know. Next pick, you get another one.
Okay. And with that one, I'm going to take Katie. Okay. Solely because Chris Harrison said that she drops a bomb on Colton that changes the course of the season.
What could it be?
I love that.
I don't even, like, what could it be? I don't know. But I have to believe that that is at least going to get me some points.
Like, is it something, I feel like it has to tie to virginity or something. I don't know. Like, what could it be? I don't know. I hope not, but.
It's I don't know. Maybe she like dated his friend or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We've seen that before. So interesting. Yeah. That's one of those things that Chris Harrison's thrown out there.
It might not mean anything. It could be a red herring, but I got to go with it.
Yeah. It's got to mean something, right? Got to be a point at least. Yeah. Interesting. So she's in Sherman Oaks now. Skydiving is on her bucket list, so that could happen in the, you know, one of those daredevil dates. And you know, she prefers glamping to camping, so just
who doesn't.
Yeah, I like that pick. She was also on Ellen, didn't make the segment, but they would, you know, you'd think, I feel like, you know, he's gonna give those people at least the night one rose, because they have some familiarity there and he will remember them compared to someone that is a fresh face.
Yeah, and there's 30 women. Like, yeah. Anything that he can cling to, he's gotta go with, right?
Right. And she's very cute, so gotta go with that too. All right, Haley, who are you drawn to now?
So I'm not going for someone I like here, because okay. I feel like I'm not going to like them, and I'm gonna get bored of them and their story very quickly. Heather, welcome to Team Haley.
Heather does have a story. So we'll definitely hear about
it. Maybe she has a lack of a story.
Maybe. You might get those night one points for saying the word virgin a lot, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah.
You think she's going to say she's a kiss virgin?
Oh, cringe. Probably.
Ugh. Do you think she's a regular virgin too?
Oh, no. Was that like a pretty woman thing?
That was a joke.
I honestly hope that's true.
That would be the biggest bomb to drop.
Like, that would change the course of the season. Yeah.
Anyway, Heather has never been kissed.
No. There's a whole movie about that.
But that's like it. That's all there is.
No, yeah. She has a kitty named Kitty.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
Perfect for Colton.
Anyone who calls their cat a kitty, like the name Kitty, whatever. But to say, I have a kitty, I want to punch you.
Right.
Like, don't do that.
Yes. But if it was the name that she adopted it from, then it's okay, right?
You know, she can name it Kitty.
Yeah.
She just can't call it a kitty. Gotcha. Like, this is my cat, Kitty.
Yeah, that's much better. Never been kissed. Yeah, I couldn't tell if this would be like just a night one, like fun fact. Or if she would actually, you know, make it a little farther. So She's got my my junior high bang swoop going on that I had a long time ago. So I'm glad that she's bringing that back. The side part, she just needs a little more hairspray, I think, to raise it up a little more. But
should that be brought back?
Yeah, I don't know. and then, do you think she's seen the movie Never Been Kissed? Because I feel like she wasn't born before it was out.
But... I'd say yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, this is on me now. We're on our fifth and sixth picks. All right,
we're moseying. Yeah. Look at us.
We're moving right along.
This is efficient because there's nothing to say about them because we don't know anything about them.
No, so true. I'm gonna take the other Hannah because. Like us, she is a content creator. I think her content is just her Instagram feed, but Hannah G from Alabama. Both Hannahs are from Alabama. Now they're both on my team, so I feel like at least one of them, there's no room for both of them, but one of them will have to make it far, I think.
This is the first pick that's truly hurt me.
Oh, really? Oh,
I almost so picked sorry. Her last time. I really like her.
Okay. What do you like about her? The sassy cat named Marley?
I mean, I love a sassy cat.
There's lots of cats this season.
Mm. I just love the audacity of coming in and saying, I'm a content creator. I have a social media business, but it's literally your Instagram because I wrote that too. Social media business is just her Insta? ? I like that she is talking about her love language.
Okay, yeah, quality time.
What's yours, Kristen?
Quality time.
Oh. Is it? Mine's gift giving.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mine is words of affirmation.
Aren't we? Well, Amy, you're doing great.
Thank you.
And you're doing amazing, Petey.
We're spending some quality time together.
We are.
So. Great. That's perfect. For all of us. I'll just be waiting my present in the mail. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding.
Maybe it's.
I was
going to
say, do I have a postcard I can send you?
You love me a postcard. Yeah. Wait, so my friend Lauren sent me this amazing postcard recently. It has nothing to do with this. And it's the note from Jersey Shore, the infamous note. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, and I saw it on your Instagram. She died.
It makes me cry laughing when I pulled it out of the mailbox. And I just wondered, how many people along the way were like, what is this?
Oh, that's so great because they're not in an envelope. If we're talking about gifts that mean nothing or are not related to this because this gift means everything to me, my Secret Santa this year got me a pair of socks with Nikki Graham's face all over them. And they are my new most prized possession.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you please send me a picture of those? I want to see them.
Of course I can.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Oh, perfect. Well, I'm sorry, Kristen, for taking someone that you really, really wanted. But
it's okay. I have to accept that it's going to happen sometimes.
Yes. All right. I think I'm officially out of people I had a star next to on their name. So this will be interesting. It's always the tough part when you get to the middle here. I think I will go with... Let's go with Nicole. So, Nicole, I think this is the one, I could be wrong. Is this the one who is going to cry a lot?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm taking her.
Cool. That's
according to Chris Harrison. So
she never gets embarrassed.
Yeah, okay. Somehow she
cries.
Which
is clear because she went on The Bachelor.
Right.
Also, here's the thing. She has a bird. Bird people are weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like roller coasters.
It's the only thing she doesn't like at amusement. She likes all the amusement park rides except roller coasters.
Honestly, she should be embarrassed by these fun facts.
So true.
I was horrified when I was reading that. I was like, bird people, weird.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Colton is a big dog person, but I'm not sure how he's going to feel about the cockatoo named Popeye.
How much do you want to bet her entrance is singing?
Singing or salsa dance? Yeah. And salsa dancing, probably. Singing a cappella. Yeah. Perfect for the first night. Yeah. Remember how cringe, Haley, Carly's entrance was?
Yes.
But then now she's so beloved. So You never know.
The way the Bachelor world turns is unbelievable.
It really is. Yes. So apparently she's a new Ashley I. So, you know, she'll be marrying someone from the next season, you know, 5 years down the road. We can only hope. But yes, social media coordinator. So not as bold as Hannah G with calling out her career as the content creator, but she's working on it.
It seems like she might have a real job in social media.
Maybe.
She will soon anyways.
They all do, right? But they all will be creating that content, the influencer content. All right, Haley, where are you going to go with your next pick?
I'm going with Nina so okay. I can get some guaranteed sad points. Because Chris Harrison revealed that she tells a sad story. What? How did he say it? Like an incredible story or something? Mm-hmm. About moving to the U.S. So that should be interesting. Her one downside is that she's 30 years old, which is the equivalent of 70 in Bachelor universe.
I'm surprised she was allowed to get out of her home to come here.
I'm surprised she physically could get out of her home at the age of 30. Even move
30 and unmarried? Oh my god, how dare she show her face?
Yeah.
Her dowry must be expensive.
Yeah.
Wait. Is that how that works? How do dowries work?
You know what? We don't need to worry about that anymore.
No, we don't. Not. Thank God. So my parents would have had to pay a big one.
Oh, man.
Hey, do you want to marry our sassy daughter who has no skills whatsoever? We'll pay you a lot of money.
I mean, you found someone to do it for free, so it probably wouldn't have been too bad.
Which is still a shock to me.
Oh, man. Yes, this this bio is probably the saddest. It's the only one that mentions bullets and bombs.
So sad.
So, yeah.
It's kind of... her hobbies are hiking and kayaking.
All right, that's upbeat. And she and her grandma and mom watched The Bachelor for together. So for years. So she's prepared. And Haley, her favorite author is J.K. Rowling.
Oh, that's great.
It's better than Dr. Seuss.
Yes, I have a bone to pick with the web designer of the Bachelor bios. Because you have to hit continue reading to get that last fact. And then that's it. That's the only thing below the continue reading.
That's never worth it.
I didn't notice that for like the first few ones I was reading. And then I noticed on like the third or fourth one. And I was like, oh my God, did I miss a bunch of information on everybody so far? And then I hit the continue and it was one bullet. And I was like, no, we're fine.
That's so true. Yep. I'm like hitting it, done reading. And then all it takes away is the one fun fact about her favorite author. Oh, continue reading. There it's back. So much work. Really bad UX, you guys.
All right.
Kirsten, where are you going to go?
I am going to go with Kirpa. Is that how you say that?
Kirpa. I think so. Kirsten picking Kirpa. I think that makes sense.
Kirpa. I think that she should probably get some points night one. She seems pretty unoffensive.
She thinks Denver, Colorado is the most romantic city in the U.S. We had a lot of those this season.
Total pandering.
It's almost like they know where Colton's from, unlike us.
Right. She's a dental hygienist. So she looks to me like Shoshana. And then we have had dental hygienists.
Hey, is it just me?
Yes.
Do all of these women look lots of other Bachelor women?
That's all the show is at this point.
Like I was looking at
new people. We're just looking at the same people over and over again. We've been doing this for half of a decade at this point.
Oh my god!
So we've seen all of these people just over and over and over again.
Yeah, they're all in that Big Brother comp where it's like a face mash. And
yes, you know. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Totally. And it also kind of looked. Photoshopped all of their faces off of their heads and then put them back on.
And also some weird smiles.
The cast photos are never good. Like, I know that all of these people are going to be a lot more beautiful than they look in these photos. But I was like looking at them. I was like, who are these people? Like, some of them look like it's just the same face mirrored onto someone else's head.
So true. Becca, the winner of Ari's Heart at the beginning, went last in our draft last year, I believe, or at least Haley's last pick, because she had a weird photo, I think, was the reason, and she's gorgeous. So, this plain background doesn't do any favors. It's like school photos. Although the villain, Catherine, managed to have like a sassy pose in it. So,
hers is great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what she really looks like. It's either going to be the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, or she's like actually the least attractive one and just magically the photo worked for her.
Right. All right. Kirpa. And then you get one more pick.
Oh my God. Okay. And I'm going to take Laura.
Closest you can get to a Lauren.
Solely because but also because apparently she's wearing the same dress as somebody else on night one. Ooh. And I feel like that's going to be something.
Okay. Like, he did say that. Now, we should be able to figure this out, right? Did they release the cast photo of like everybody where they're all standing with Colton? Because I usually try to look at that. And then this year I didn't. But we should be able to like deduce who that
Colton
is.
Colton cast photo.
Yeah, we should definitely be able to figure it out.
Is it here? Is this it? Yeah, it's here. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Who are we thinking?
Okay. Oh God, I don't know. Who am I looking for? Okay,
Laura.
Okay. Laura, I'm looking for Laura. Oh God, they all look the fucking same here.
Oh, we can't see her dress at all.
No, she's can see her dress. You can literally see no part of her dress.
Oh no.
Oh, damn it.
It's like she's purposely hiding.
Specifically to hurt us.
Yeah. That's so true. All right. Do we see any dresses that look like they would be like a popular choice in the front row here? There's a couple greens, a couple burgundies.
Yeah.
Where would you get the exact same dress? Could this be like
Fashion Nova?
Ooh, yeah.
No, hashtag Nova babe.
Do any of the dresses look like it's from Fashion Nova?
Yes.
All of them.
Oh my God. Demi's outfit is quite possibly the worst outfit I have ever seen on this show.
Wait, where are you seeing it?
She's in the bottom corner.
Oh, Demi's. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the Laura. Oh, no. Wow. She's ready for Bachelor in Paradise with that. What is this?
Yes, she is.
Two-piece. Yeah, I'm wondering if this is like some kind of setup. You know, what are the chances? You know, obviously the producers go through with like what they're going to wear, you know, to some degree, I would think. Like, okay, well, this looks better on camera. You can't wear this because it's going to be like not work with the cameras. But or is it
Katie
like
Katie looks so much better in this photo than in her cast photo.
Where's Katie?
I'm glad
in
to
this?
Hear it.
Oh, yeah.
She's I'd be lying front. If I told you I could tell them apart.
She's gorgeous. In the black dress in the front, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, wow, babe.
And then there's a bunch of people I don't know who they are.
You know, we have time. We'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll figure it out. But yeah, obviously, Laura's going to be the one that has the issue if Chris is mentioning about her and he didn't mention somebody else. Laura must be the one that takes it harder. But yeah, how would you react, Kirsten, if you showed up to an event like this wearing the same dress as somebody? Did you take it on the chin?
I feel like you have to joke about it. You have to be like, oh man, one of us has to change, and then just move on with your life. Like, you can't make a big deal about it because it's just going to overshadow any first impression you're making.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's almost great because you kind of stand out because you're wearing
team
the same dress. You know what
like,
I mean?
We'll
like,
you could
be like, oh yeah, we're twins. We're the twin twist.
This is perfect. I bet if they are listening, these two twins, they're regretting because probably she spent time in the corner in the bathroom crying about it instead. But yeah, this was definitely the right approach that you have. All right, Haley, Laura is off the board.
Oh, shit. God. Okay, who is I going to pick? Give me Adrian Jane.
There's got to be a story there, right? I don't know what it is.
No, but because Chris says, like, it's never mentioned on the show why.
But yeah, they put it, is this going to be kind of like Diggy Kenneth? And it's kind of like a cool nickname, although I don't know why Jane
Jane is not a cool nickname.
No. And Adrian is a really pretty name. Adrian. Yeah.
Adrian's a great name. Well, the only thing that stood out to me is that her grandmother taught her to speak Russian. And I'm like, is she a spy?
Ooh.
It's the only thing I can think of. Not anymore, but.
And she's very Taylor Swift circa 2009, because she would choose her checkered sneakers over heels or stilettos any day. Like, me too. Like, I'm not wearing heels. Like, that's uncomfortable. Like, you're not special.
Right. But also, guess what? Stilettos are a type of heels. You could have just said heels.
Also, stop with the internalized misogyny, because let people wear heels if they want to wear heels. You know, no one's forcing you to.
I saw in her bio that she uses positive vibes and her good nature to help care for seniors. And I said, I don't like her.
Yeah. Does she actually go anywhere, or is she just sending vibes?
Like, oh, I'm sending good vibes. Hopefully you get have a good sponge bath today.
Yeah. And she's probably going to be wearing heels night one, right? We're not going to see these checkered sneakers.
Yeah, if she's not walking around in checkered sneakers with her, like, floor-length gowns, then she's a hypocrite.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Jane, I mean, could it be related to Tarzan and Jane? Or she just, like, one of those people that just wanted to change their name? But yeah, could be a spy. As Chris said, witness protection program. It could be a really, you know, interesting story there, but it's never mentioned, so we'll just call her Jane, I guess. All right.
I think you should call her Adrian.
Yeah. Maybe, Haley, you should get 2 points. You have two different people on your track.
Ooh,
now.
I love extra. That.
All right. Let's see. I am going to go with... You know what? Let me have Cinderella. Speaking of, like, alter egos, her profession is Cinderella, but her real name is Erin, and... You know, this bio writer really liked to have fun with it. So there's got to be, I don't know what it is here, but she'll at least get an intro package. But I don't think she's lapsing beyond that. She works for her stepmother, and she enjoys ballroom dancing as long as it's not too late at night. She loves expensive shoes, but she can do a better job keeping track of them. And then they throw in, she loves pumpkin spice lattes. What does that have to do with Cinderella?
Like, just straight up thought she was like a Disney Cinderella. And it was just some, like, you know, synergy between Disney and ABC. No, she, like, literally works for her stepmother, and like, this is absurd.
Yeah,
it's too much.
It definitely is. Yes, but you know, I gotta have it crazy on my team. So
when she did 5 bungee jumps in a row.
Oh, I always wonder what they mean by that. Like, is it like boom, 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 like the same day?
Like, it broke and she's just bouncing? Yeah.
It's just a malfunction.
To me, I feel like it's less outrageous the more you do, because I feel like it gets less scary.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's not a big deal after number 5. All right. Is she going to show up in a coach? Is she going to be wearing a tiara? Ooh. How far is she going to take this, Cinderella?
Too far, definitely.
Yeah, she's gonna have a slipper. Oh, you gotta come find me.
Oh God.
Oh no. Yes. Can't wait to see how this plays out. They really are going, you know, skipping out on the professions on a lot of these people, and just going straight to, like, whatever their little nickname might be. So that's always fun. And so I've got Erin. Now looking at my notes. Gotta go with Alex B. Just because of the dog rescue story. We know Colton loves dogs. It's going to be a big storyline. I feel like maybe Chris Harrison was trying to sell it a little too much, and she's probably out night one, but, you know, it's something. So she has saved almost 5,000 dogs from slaughter. Gotta give it to her. That's wonderful. And she once lived in a van in Australia. So it's got some history, some interesting travels. And going to go with her. And she's also Canadian. Yes.
Yeah. So, I can't believe Haley let someone else get her.
Yeah, I know. You know, she was on my like list, but then I thought she was probably a good candidate to be like Chris Harrison's decoy.
Yeah, totally. Because there's some talking point about her where he can sort of just, like, vamp on it, and yeah, it really doesn't go anywhere. But yeah, we'll go with her. Alex B, one of two Alexes. So we have Alexes and Hannahs could be the ones to watch. See which name prevails as the stronger bachelor name this season. Haley?
I'm going to go with Elise.
Elise.
She's a redhead, so she's going to stand out for sure.
Yeah.
Chris said that she was very motherly in the house. I think that's rude just because she's 31.
Yeah, she's the mom of the house. But if she makes it to the house, she's got to stick around a little while, right?
Yes.
I would think. And she's from, here's what I want to know. She's from Alaska, but she's never been out of the country. She moved to Arizona. Like, to me, I feel like you're from Alaska. You at least have been to like the Yukon Territory or something. I don't know. But do you have or to like, stop over?
You and... flew into Canadian airspace. Yeah. Like, I would say at least give yourself that.
Yeah. You had to stop over somewhere, right? I don't know.
I guess it would be Seattle, but
that's true. That's true. I suppose it's possible.
Maybe she took a boat. Mm. She went straight from the United States to international waters to Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anywhere. Yeah. So hopefully she gets to change that if she lasts to the travel dates. Because that would be kind of sad if she didn't get that chance.
And it'll be a hell of a story either way.
Yes. And I know we've remarked on this before, Haley, but people who love New Year's Eve as their favorite holiday. What's your stance?
My stance. Let me tell you what I did this year. I went on a wine tour. By that I mean Ethan's mom drove him, me, and his sister around, and we were hammered by about 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. No, we were hammered by 3. We were done by 6 p.m. Oh, we went to the grocery store, went to one of Ethan's friends. I was put in charge of cutting up the cheese. And I tried really hard not to cut my finger off because I was still loaded doing this. And I was sober by 8 p.m. and I wanted to go home and go to bed.
Honestly, you sobered up quick.
Yeah.
It was well, you would too if you're trying to avoid cutting off one of your fingers.
I guess you should have just cut it off then.
I mean, it was my left hand anyway, so who gives a shit?
You don't need it. Then it's just easier to cut stuff in the future. There's one less finger in the way.
But then I wouldn't be able to hold it, right? Like, I'd have to make a contraption. Anyway.
True.
So New Year's Eve is, like, fine, but it's, like, nothing to say it's your favorite holiday about.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hope of new beginnings. Yeah, fuck off, Elise.
The pressure of trying to find something amazing to do. That's what I think.
Hey, she needs a new beginning. She's 31. Her life is over.
Totally. Fresh start for Elise this year.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. All right. Kirsten, two picks for you now. Oh, we're getting down to it.
This is really not easy at this point. No. Mm. There's a lot of people I really hate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Revian. How do you say that? I don't know.
I would say it's like Evian, but with an R.
Yeah, I think so.
Revian. Okay, well, I'm going to take her purely because I think it's funny that she's listed as an esthetician. And then Chris Harrison was like, yeah, she's a nurse.
Yeah, and that's her, like, it says nurse below it, but then her bio says she's an esthetician.
So I think she's a nurse and an esthetician, and she's a raver. So I hate her a lot.
I do not want my medical professional to be a raver.
No.
I don't want
my nurse to be an esthetician either.
Yeah. So there's just a lot going on here.
I wouldn't mind my esthetician being a nurse, though.
Right. That way works. How about flying across the country to meet for a guy she met on the internet?
You know what? Can't say I haven't done that before.
Who hasn't flown across the country?
But I've still done it.
Or to another country to meet someone from the internet. That's nothing to be so proud of. Everyone's
all done that here.
Yeah. I've done that to meet Haley, but not. Yeah. Exactly.
I also met Haley that way. So.
All right.
I am Haley.
We have that in common. And then, God, this is. This is slim pickings, let me tell you guys. Yes. I don't feel great about anyone who's left. I guess I'll take Erica. I also hate her because she specifically says she can eat whatever she wants without gaining weight. And
ew, why would you say that in your
mind? I know, I hate her so much. Like, that's just the worst.
One of my talents is this. Like, no, that's not a talent. You were just blessed with good metabolism.
Like, that's not going to last forever. So,
what about her nickname? The Nut.
I did not know that, but okay. And then when Chris Harrison was talking about her, he said something about her on night one. So something's going to happen, but I don't know what.
Yeah. He said she's nutty. So her nickname's the Nut. Is she going to make a really inappropriate joke? Sounds like that happens quite a bit.
Is she Casey from Big Brother 20?
Could be.
I don't know, but I don't feel great about any of the options left. So,
right. Yeah. She's going to be in there. You know, they always have like candy in the kitchen, these giant jars, and she'll be like sitting there eating. And there's no way that's not going to come up. Oh, I can just eat whatever I want.
I hate her more every time it comes up.
Yes. All right. We've got Erica off the board. Haley, it's back to you.
Okay, let's do this. Oh gosh, I lost this. What am I doing? Okay, it's my turn. So what am I doing? Oh my god, what am I doing? Give me Kajuan.
All right.
I don't think she's gonna make it past night one, but she's very pretty.
Okay,
that's she's beautiful.
Good enough. Good enough for me.
And I literally have nothing to say about her except she has a tattoo that says, I love bad ideas, which is why she came on The Bachelor.
I love the confidence to wear a t-shirt in your photo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like a long sleeve tee, too.
Yeah.
Probably from The Gap.
Very modest.
I mean, one point for her, she is from Colorado right now. She lives in Colorado. So I feel like that has to, you'd think that would be something to take into consideration, but. You know, Colton, maybe not a consideration for him. He'll just like DM someone across the country and, you know, slide into those DMs. Let's see. So Tajuan, business development associate, 25. Yeah, I think, you know, at this stage, she's a great pick. Where am I going to go? Why don't I just slide one over on this bio and go to Sydney? Take the last one who appeared on Ellen. I don't think that will work out well for her, but you never know. I think it could be a drawback that, you know, she didn't last long on that. And although it does say she's never had a boyfriend, so maybe they'll relate on some level there. Her favorite movie is Cinderella, so I've added her.
She's gonna love Erica.
Yeah, she will.
Aaron.
Yes.
Sorry.
But at least they'll have, you know, hopefully he'll recognize her. And I like that she said Thanksgiving was her favorite holiday because their food, family, not the pressure of gifts. Solid reason. Solid favorite holiday.
Would you ever quit your job for Colton?
For Colton?
I don't think I would quit my job for anybody except myself.
Because Sydney quit her job with the New York Knicks to come on this show.
Yeah, that's not good. Did she? And she knew it was Colton. So, yeah. Hopefully she gets it back. Yeah, an NBA dancer. Yeah, that's the other thing. Chris mentioned that, and I was like, that probably means she's gone night one, and she did all this for nothing. But
and she's never had a boyfriend.
Never had a boyfriend.
Can you imagine having never had a boyfriend and then you're like, I want to date Colton?
Yeah, quit my job for it. Yeah. Colton is who I've been waiting for. Yeah. Ooh. All right. After Sydney, let's go Devin. Devin. I don't know why, but to me, she looks like the female version of Clay from Becca's season.
Oh my gosh, she totally does. I've been trying to figure it out. That's really it.
So I don't know if that will be a strength for her, but she's got a smile. Oh my god.
And she's also has a degree, or a degree in sports journalism. So maybe she's covered Clay.
Yeah.
Oh God.
She's his little sister secretly. Oh man. But I am getting Taylor type vibes from her because she says her greatest achievement is getting her master's degree at 23. And I feel like she's going to be, maybe she'll have like one of those emotional intelligence storylines where she's always trying to like promote something that she knows. So that is my thought on Devin.
I have one problem with Devin, okay, other than that she seems like a pretentious monster, is that she knows every word to the movie Pride and Prejudice. And bitch, if it's not the BBC miniseries with Colin Firth, I don't care.
Yeah. The movie. Yeah, she has to call it out.
Yeah. Because, yeah, we believe you know every word to the book Pride and Prejudice. Okay. Right. Like, come on.
Oh, I can predict what it's going to say before you turn the page.
Oh, let me guess. It says Mr. Darcy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, Mr. Darcy. I've literally never seen it, and that's all I've got.
Well, you should watch the BBC miniseries instead.
I'm pretty busy for the next forever, I'd say.
It's really good, but it's fine.
I feel like I saw it a long time ago, but I have seen the movie as well. It is very good. But yeah, miniseries, like, I don't know, now it seems like so much to commit to. Although I am watching Dirty John, if that counts as a miniseries.
Oh, I haven't started watching that yet.
Yeah.
That's oh my God, now I have something to look forward to.
Yes. Yes. But listen to the podcast first if you haven't.
Oh, I already have. Don't worry.
Okay, good. All right. Devin is off the board. Haley, a few picks left. Where are you going? Are there a few picks left, or is only one pick left?
There's two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going with Angelique.
Angelique.
Because she's not Tracy.
So
I can live with this.
All right. Angelique dreams of owning a boutique, right? Yes. Always dreamed of owning a clothing boutique. So she should get in touch with Raven.
Yeah.
What do you think of this bio? Angelique is a small-town Jersey girl with a love of corny jokes. Here's one for you, Angelique. Why did Colton cross the road? To meet you, of course. Like, they can't even say anything to her about her.
I hate it so much. I'm calling Kaylin's grandma.
Yeah. Ouch. She couldn't even get, like, one of those fun facts woven into her bachelor biography. They just had to... This author, if you can call it that, had to just turn it around with a terrible joke. All right. If she could have any superpower, she'd be able to tell if anyone was lying. I feel like that'd be better for the Big Brother house, not not Colton's season, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she's going to be around that long, but I don't think any Tracy will be around that long either.
Right. But Tracy falls to you, Kirsten.
Is she the oldest one? She's 32. Yeah.
Yes, she is.
She also had a series of articles come out about her.
Oh, really?
Like one day.
Oh, after, no.
Yeah. One day after like the cast was released.
Ooh.
Here's the title of the article. Bachelor contestant Tracy Shapoff bashed series, used the R word and fat shamed women ahead of season 23.
Oh, no. Oh. I don't want her.
These tweets could be worse.
Okay.
They could be worse.
They could be
seen worse.
Yeah.
We've been through worse than this. They are not great. I do not condone the message behind these tweets, some of the language she uses. But we have seen worse. The most calm one, or like not bad one. Do people really think they're finding love on reality TV? Or am I just the idiot that watches it?
Oh. It's fine to bash that, right?
So she's the idiot who's trying it and watching it now?
I guess so.
Yeah.
The other three tweets, I'm not going to read on this because I don't want people like cutting and pasting my voice saying these things and using them against me. Yeah. So you can Google Tracy the Bachelor and you'll find this article. Super easy.
Oh my God. Okay, well, I don't want her if that's the case.
Yeah.
You can, yeah.
But you can... No, it's fine. I'll take her and hopefully I get some points and she goes home night one.
Yeah, I think Chris Harrison alluded to some sort of drama. I don't know if it's just night one drama or...
But I don't condone any of what she said.
No. I saw an interview.
No, she was like, she fell to you. You didn't choose her. She wasn't your number one. You weren't like, I love Tracy and her messages.
Oh my God, can you imagine if I'd been like, I love Tracy. She seems sassy.
Sassy, all right.
Yes. I did see an article where Chris Harrison talked about that they have improved. They found that loophole, whatever allowed Lincoln to be cast last season. They have firmed up their background checks. But he was not a fan of, it was like something like, in his words, hyper like political correctness, and that they can't go through everyone's tweets. But hey, we're still going to surface them and people will find these things. So yeah, but Chris was, yeah. Not
and Chris Harrison can shut up about that then.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross.
Yeah. I was glad that the article like put it in quotes, so it wasn't like the article was saying that, but yeah. That was his words. Something along those lines. But yes. Haley, thank you for doing that digging on some of these.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Always fun to see what comes out. Was not expecting Polly Calafiori to be looped in.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I think someone tweeted us, let me just see, who said, is it positive or negative points if it comes out that they are allegedly with Polly Calafiori? So, yes, another of our listeners was on top of that. Tom That's Palmer. Funny. Yes. No draft points for any association, but Haley, did you have anything you want to say about the Danielle Maltby storyline?
I don't. Yeah. I truly've got nothing.
Google it if you haven't heard about it.
See if you can find Polly's Instagram live.
A bootleg copy somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it exists.
Yeah, it must.
Yeah, one of my favorite Twitter or Instagram accounts is, gosh, I just saw it. I think it's AYTOT2, or like, are you the one T2? Because it gives me all of the gossip from like every MTV show, so it's really great.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna have to follow it since Polly has me blocked on Instagram.
Yeah, you need to follow this. It's great. Wait, why? How?
So shortly after his season of Big Brother, he did a club event in my rough neck of the woods, like 3 hours away, and some people tagged me in the post, being like, "Hey, do you want to come?" And I said, sorry, I've got standards. And then I was immediately blocked. So it is what it is. I don't think I will ever be unblocked. And you know what? I was right the whole time. So.
Oh, perfect. So when was that? Like a long time ago? Like it's been for that a while?
He was on season 18, right? Mm-hmm. So like.
Way back then.
Years ago.
Wow. That's awesome. All right. Well, how are you guys feeling about your overall draft? Anybody feeling really strong?
I feel decent about it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's either going to be really good or really bad. I got almost everybody that I really wanted. And so then I'm like, did I just have a bad strategy? Like, I don't know, but
don't second guess yourself. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's Haley, I saw that you're, after watching Chris Harrison's preview, you tweeted that you're somewhat excited about this season.
Yeah, I feel better about the season now. I feel better about Colton as a lead now. Okay. So I'm kind of looking forward to this, actually.
We always go
into the January season with like a refreshed sense of enjoyment for the show. But it's like by Bachelor in Paradise week four, we're done.
Yeah. Yes, this is, you know, fresh start. We weren't crazy about Colton, but we weren't crazy about the Ari pick too much. But usually the women really bring it in different ways. So we're hoping that this cast carries it. And then I did see a preview where Colton leaps over the like fence or the doors. Did either of you see this? Because I'm just living for whatever that is, even though I know it's totally gonna be nothing. But
no, but I want a gif of it.
Yeah.
Yes, I did see this.
So any predictions, Haley, on is this maybe this is
I've
the Katie
nothing.
Bomb drop?
Or? I have no idea what any of this is going to be. And if I can't even predict it until after night one, and then we can predict and then the whole season.
Yeah. We'll try to dissect this season on The Bachelor as best we can. All right. Well, one thing I'm feeling great about is just podcasting with you two and following this through the season, watching Kirsten totally win, because that's just what's going to happen. And Haley, looking forward to, dissecting all the entrances with you. And
me too. Yeah.
Taking down these points with George, scoring these for us, and hearing from all the wonderful listeners who keep us in the loop, let us know what we missed, and pass along these stories. And all of that.
Yeah. So if you have stories or anything else you want to send us,
that's non-spoiler.
You can send it to us at bachelorrehapup@gmail.com. Send us, any kind of things there. Also, one of our listeners, if you're doing your own draft and you need help keeping track of it, et cetera, et cetera. One of our listeners, Anne Marie Fox, she sent us a link for her Etsy shop. She does fantasy league draft cards and like a package or whatever. It's like a download printable kit, so you can keep score, you know who everyone is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is not sponsored. She just sent this to me and said, hey, I have a code for your listeners if they want to use it, buy it. It's RHAP10, and her Etsy store is Fox on the Box. A direct link to this is Etsy.me/2UCERCR. I'll send Amy the link so it's in the show notes. So if you want a way to track that, Anne Marie has got you covered.
That's so cool.
That's adorable.
Yes, it's always helpful to have something. We have at George CTV, we could not do the draft without. And
maybe he can get these scorecards.
Maybe.
Because he definitely needs them, right?
Yeah. And he'll definitely need like some special, like one of those like little counter things where you just click it and it'll tally every time someone says virgin. But yeah, that would be good. Yes, Kirsten, where can people find you?
They can find me on social media at Kirsten Said What. And if they enjoy my Hot Mess podcasting, I do a Riverdale recap on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K, with Mary Kwiatkowski. And that's always a disaster and really fun. So they could check that out too.
Awesome. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me a lot of places these days. I've been on the Top Chef Roundtable podcast the last couple of weeks here on the Rehap Up Network. In the off season, I relaunched my blog, that is strongtakes.ca. I'm doing a lot of stuff over there. Books, TV, et cetera. All the things I like kind of in one place. On Instagram and Twitter, you can follow me at @hstrong_.
Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper, and we will be back very soon with our premiere podcast. So be sure to subscribe, rate us on iTunes, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, rate us, please. This is a great time to do it. This really helps us jump up in the charts so more people can find us. Recommend us to your friends. We'd love it so much because we love you. And yeah, that's it. Yeah. I think.
Can't say it any better. Kirsten, thanks again for joining us.
Could say it way better than I said.
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for having me. I'm just happy to be the third wheel.
Anytime. We loved having you.
We love having you. I love being surrounded by my Canadians. And yes, it was just like perfect. West Coast, East Coast, West Coast, right? Kirsten,
close enough. I mean, not coast, but coast. West.
Yeah, west. Mountains.
Mountains. Mountains. Just like I live in the Denver of Canada.
Yes.
So it all works.
It all works. Perfect. You can give us that mountain insight into,
Oh, God.
Okay, so wait, just quick aside. Yeah. I found this Bachelor, cast review, and it shows us like their cast photos, but like their whole outfits.
Ooh,
they're nice. Some of them are nice, some of them are shite.
Do we see double anywhere?
No, it was just like the cast, like their bio photo,
gotcha.
Their full outfit. And some of them I'm like, what are you? Like Catherine's outfit, I think you need to see.
Oh, okay. How do we find
this? No.
So.
I actually feel like I have it in my...
Do you have here? God. I can
send the link.
Oh, it's like a strapless jumpsuit.
But like
with like a lace weird corset. Belt and a straight up corset on top.
Oh man.
That's some choice. But girls gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
Choices.
Or I like for Tracy's choice of bicycle shorts, a tube top, and a bright red blazer is something to behold.
I just love that she's a wardrobe stylist and that's what she is.
Oh my god, is she really?
Yes. Yeah, that's her job.
Wow.
That
is the worst joke that I've ever. A stylist for Carmen Sandiego, the video game? Or... Wow. Yeah. Right. These are like those like Disney Haunted Mansion, like those pictures where you're in there and then they extend and you're like suddenly horrified by like, oh, the top looks cool. But then the bottom is like a horror story.
This whole thing is a horror story, Amy.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm waiting to see who has the same. Heather's is interesting, too.
Yes.
Catherine. Yeah. Jumpsuit. And then let's see, Revion's got like a
Revion's
mini
bad.
Dress. Yeah. Bad. Down. Yeah. Ooh. I feel like Erica, that's like the classic, this is what they always wear. The little burgundy tank top and black jeans.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Why mess with a classic?
Yeah. So she doesn't have like the gold bar necklace.
And they want Alex B's jumpsuit. Like ASAP.
Yes. I need a jumpsuit. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, subscribe for more content like this.
Podcasting. Just scrolling and like, yeah, this is so fun.
Like, yes, do you like hearing us talk about pictures without fully describing them? Then you will love the rest of this season.
Do you like our reaction feed to scrolling on E! Online? Caitlin's is very like Grease, like Sandra D.
Big fan of that.
Some of them, they still, you can't see their whole outfit. So I don't know what's going on there.
I want to see, who was it in the t-shirt?
Yeah. Oh, it's, she is wearing a straight up t-shirt. I said it was going to be a long sleeve tee. It's not. It's not. It's Tajwan.
What pants are she wearing with that?
Jeans? Sweatpants? Like, I would wear sweatpants with that t-shirt, personally.
I respect that she's like, you know what? I don't need a nice outfit because I've got this face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I had that face, I too would wear an outfit like that.
I don't have that face and I still wear that outfit.
Yes. Stay to the end of every podcast. You just never know what great content you're going to hear.
Oh my God.
Stay for the end credits, everyone. All right. Well, with that, let's see. I will put this link in our notes as well so you can really like have the full experience. But until next time, that's it. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.